Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
What's going on, Nelson?
You know, just a bit of this and a bit of that.
My phone is still blowing up, Nelson.
Such a popular man.
I know. Is it
still from the Snapchat?
It is, yeah. So just a little bit of context. Sorry to disturb the show straight away. Mm. I Snapchat a fair bit. I always Snapchat my wacky doings and my thoughts and stuff like
your
that.
Your penis.
Anyway, I brought this pack of like weird little nibbles from a health food aisle and I just Snapchatted saying, these are pretty good. I've never got more responses from Snapchat ever. It's really weird.
This is a life pro tip.
If you
want more attention from people, Snapchat them healthy snacks.
Healthy snacks.
I sort of feel like, you know, a little bit better that we're friends now.
Now that I've been eating.
You're the type of guy that would eat healthy snacks.
It's really enriched
my life.
They're not even healthy. They just look like they're in a healthy package.
They're definitely not healthy.
Yeah,
sure.
They're like dark chocolate.
One. They're delicious. Anything delicious is not healthy. It's terrible.
Life pro tip number two.
Yeah,
anything delicious is not healthy.
Exactly. Nothing at all.
Look at salmon. It's awful, but boy, is it good for you.
Yeah. I don't mind salmon.
Yeah, me neither.
Cambo, what have you been up to this week?
Oh, actually, I have something. This is crazy. Opening of the show, I have something Reddit related.
What?
I know.
No way.
There was this thing on Reddit that got a little bit of traction. I don't know whether you saw it, Nelson. You're all over Reddit. Obviously, you've seen everything on Reddit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my job.
It was the race to fifth, which was... It's a running race, but the goal was not to come first. It was to come fifth. It was hosted by Hamish and Andy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So Andy had tweeted, look, it's hard to come first in a race, but I think it would be even harder if you're trying to come fifth.
That's a really good idea.
They designed this race where the idea is to come fifth.
Yeah.
But obviously the problem being that if you did that, everyone would just not run.
Yeah.
So what they did is they had two teams of five, which means if you don't run, the other team could all run and come fifth.
Okay.
So you have to run.
Okay. All right, that's interesting.
So Reddit kind of got a hold of it, I guess, and it did quite well. And the reason I bring it up, Nelson, is I was bloody there.
Oh, you were at this race.
I was at the
race.
Were you
in the team in a team of five?
I wasn't, but I was filming the event.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So I, in a sense, was part of something on Reddit this week.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty. Wow. God, I look at Reddit like every week since we've been doing this podcast, and I have contributed nothing.
I know.
I have not been part of Reddit at all.
Of the two of us, who would have thought it was me?
I know.
Oh, jeez. That's a real kick in the face for you.
Yeah, that's right. Did you then type on Reddit like, hey guys, I was there filming and I'm pretty cool?
Obviously.
Yeah,
obviously.
And
it just got so many downvotes.
Oh, hell yeah.
I've quit Reddit.
Yeah,
I think I have to quit this podcast.
Oh,
now.
They are brutal people. Yeah. They are brutal.
Now you know why those hateful emails have been coming through.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought that was an interesting tidbit.
That was an interesting tidbit. I love the idea of
a race to fifth. So did Reddit.
Yeah. Cambo, do you want to know what I did? Oh, actually, I just remembered. I have something that...
Is your phone blowing up on Snapchat?
I need to get prepared for this. No, my phone never blows up. I don't even have Snapchat. See, I can't snap people the healthy treats I eat. Okay, Cambo, so I did something interesting this week.
Okay.
And it's something that I've never spoken to you about before, ever, because it only came up recently with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it'd be funny if you could maybe just try to guess what... where I was.
Okay.
This is based off where I was after you do this thing.
Wait, so is this something that you did for the first time?
First time ever.
Okay, I was going to say, if it's something that you've been doing that I don't know about,
I know.
We've been good friends for a while.
Yeah, I know. So this is the first time I've done it.
Okay.
And so the clues that you're going to get is from... essentially, reviews or remarks people have left at this place.
Right.
And then...
Okay, it's a, yep.
And then, just try and guess what I did.
And now, Nelson, could you say the listeners could play along?
Sure.
No, I was going to say they can't.
Well,
don't play along.
But I mean, it's not going to be like... They won't get the validation of me going, yes, you're correct. But I guess at the end, they'll be like, I was saying that the whole time. Anyway... I decided I'm not going to start with that. Okay. Sorry, I was just loading on my phone. Sorry, guys. I was not prepared for this.
I know.
Okay. I feel like I've had a long, warm hug. So relaxed, I can't even write. It's like being in the room. Oh, sorry. I can't even write. It's like being in the womb.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the beauty.
My initial suspicion is, did you go to one of those like hydration pods?
I don't know exactly. It's probably pretty close to what I think you're saying.
But they're like little pods that have water in them and you sit in them and you relax.
Very close.
Okay.
Very close. I should probably just give it to you.
Okay, right. Yes.
But I'm going to read some more anyway because I've got many more. What a beautiful experience. Mm-hmm. Feeling very relaxed. Many thanks. I should have started with that one. Yeah. That was so idiot. God.
The womb is what gave it away, Nelson.
Yeah, I know. Idiot. I have no thoughts, no emotions, quiet, at peace. The jazz rings through the air. The sound stops at my ear. Present, here, now. The worries of the world disappear. The mind is still. The ego has no place here. As I write, an energy awakens. Slowly, softly, but surely, my mind wanders. What will I do next? Ah, wonderful. Nothing to do, everything to do. Quiet a little mind. Just be the timekeeper.
Right. Did you go to one of these relaxation pods that was in like a slam poetry jam?
Well, I think the thing is, the people that probably go here, this is kind of why it's so weird that I went. Because the people that go there are those like spiritually in tune people that like I think is a massive crock of shit. I have one more. Mm-hmm. An aquatic launch pad into inner space. Ooh. Lay back, relax, and explore the inner terrain.
Ooh.
So what I actually did, Cambo, was I went into a sensory deprivation chamber.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Very similar concept. Perhaps even the same concept. Just maybe slight differences.
I probably just don't know what they're called.
Yeah. Potentially. But so perhaps maybe one of the differences is you get into this pod.
Yep.
And it's filled with salt.
Yep.
Whole bunch of salt, so that you float without even trying. Right. You're just basically laying on water and float. Super easy. And you close the pod, and there's a little bit of music, but after a little while, the music dims, and then the lights dim, and you're in pitch black, can't hear anything, can't see anything, and you're just floating. And you're like that for an hour. So, it was a really interesting experience.
How big are these pods?
They're probably about maybe 3 people's worth.
Okay. Well, that answers
next to each
my
other,
next question.
I guess. Obviously, plus a little bit of space at the bottom and top.
3 people and space.
And space.
So what I'm saying is, let's do a show from a sensory deprivation pod.
Okay.
Just completely undo any relaxation.
Yeah. Okay. We could do, probably. That'd be weird. Yep. But okay, we could do it.
It would be very weird.
But no, this is actually really cool, right? First. So the thing is, like I said, that whole spiritual stuff, I think, is like ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's so idiotic, basically.
Then why do you have that tattoo of the yin-yang on your arm?
Oh, it was an accident. Yeah. I don't know. I struggled in the conversation afterwards with people because there's like a relaxation area afterwards.
Right.
And you talk to, you know, one of the workers there and they say, how do you like it? And I struggled not to be like, man, this, like, I found it interesting because the sensation, right, is you feel is that you basically can't feel your body.
Yeah.
Because the water is also skin temperature, they say.
Right.
So you can't even feel where the water hits your body.
Interesting.
And then this is after sort of a while of being in blackness. And it's so interesting. I can guarantee you've never had that experience before. Mm-hmm. It's just impossible to experience unless you do something like this. Or maybe you're in space or something like that. So it was really cool. But yeah, afterwards I struggled to be like, yeah, I really loved the sensation that I felt, but
I hate everything else.
But I thought that it was a crock shit about this whole mentality. There was one girl there that went in at the same time. She came out and she was like, oh yeah, you know, it was so amazing. I woke up 30 seconds before the end. I was like, what? She just went to sleep in there. Like, to me, that just feels like a waste of time. I just go to bed. And then the lady that worked there was like, yeah, you know, that's just, that's your body telling you that you just really needed sleep.
Right.
Yeah, your body does that. Yeah. It's not a weird thing. That's like, that had nothing to do with the meditation. You just needed sleep, and you did the most expensive way to do it. Anyway, it was really cool. And I kind of give it a bit of shit, but I actually booked in another two times.
Oh, right, okay.
They had this like deal to do three times, and I was like, I just want to see what it's like. Now mm-hmm. that I've had that experience yeah. of, I know what it is. Mm-hmm. I want to see what it'll be like afterwards. So stay tuned.
I reckon we're going to see an evolution of you, Nelson. And yeah. very soon you're going to have not just your yin yang tattoo, but a rainbow fish and a peace sign. You're going to have some kind of hippie sleeve.
That's true. Yeah. I could. I am teetering on the edge of,
you are.
Of hippiness.
Yeah. In your button-down shirt.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right, Cambo, let's move into Reddit on Reddit, because it is a show about Reddit, believe it or not.
Well, mate, we've already covered it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, all right. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah. Reddit on 4chan.
Yeah. All right. This Reddit on Reddit is by Catherine_93. Okay. She writes, a reminder about fireworks videos. And then it's just a person mm-hmm. holding a phone
yep.
and has firework picture.
Mm-hmm.
Says, let's watch these fireworks video I took a year ago, said no one ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because obviously it was the 4th of July in America. Yep. A lot of firework talk.
Of course.
But if you were an alien from another planet, you would just think that the 4th of July is about fireworks.
Yeah.
You would just have no idea. I think it's about fireworks. I don't know.
Can I?
What is it? Donald Trump's birthday? I didn't get it.
Can I extend not wanting to watch fireworks videos,
mm-hmm.
but just fireworks in general. I'm interested in fireworks for maximum 30 seconds.
Nope.
Then I'm like, yeah, I get it. They go bang.
I strongly disagree. Really? I think it's this one thing, right?
You've turned so hippie, Nelson. Man,
I just, the way the explodes reminds me of my soul. something,
you're so
something.
Bad at being hippie. Oh my god, it's
because
so
they're
aura.
No, I'm glad you brought this up, okay? Because I think fireworks, right,
yeah.
is one of the few things uh-huh. in my life where I can just, I can sort of sit there and watch it
really?
And really enjoy it, because it just reminds me of sort of being like a kid, you know? Like, I guess maybe it's the association with it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I just find the fireworks, like, really amazing and cool. And, like, you know, it's not something that you see every day.
You
so
know what you should do? You should film that on your phone.
Yeah, well.
Then you can watch it all year round.
Well, I think maybe part of the point is, like, well, for one, you film something on your phone mm-hmm. and you can't experience what it was really like,
exactly.
for one.
Yeah.
But also just the fact that. I feel like, to me, it is so good to see live that, I don't know, there's just no point in trying to watch it back, because you just don't get the same experience.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, and I think that with anything, right, that's really good, like concerts and stuff, you see a lot of people just filming the concert.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're there to kind of experience.
Yeah. This will be available. They're filming this as well.
That's true.
You can watch a live performance of this band whenever.
Yeah. In fact, go home, rent, like, get a DVD. They've probably already got a
that's
DVD of their concert
out. That's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah.
You don't even need to be there.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think, I don't know, it's on the same par of, like, why are you filming this? Like, this is cool because you're here right
yep.
now.
Yep.
Not because of, like, what it is. I don't know.
Do you know there was a study conducted about people that film events, and they obviously found people that film events mm. have far less of a, they don't remember the event as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
except
right. Yeah.
Apparently they had found that, so, people that film events seem to remember them less than people that were watching them live.
Yeah.
But people that film the events and zoomed in on their thing remember them better than even people that didn't record them.
What?
Yeah. I don't know why. But
that was crazy.
It's weird. Apparently, if they had like focused and zoomed in, they had a better...
Paying more attention to it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. They could recall the events better.
Was this at like festivals and stuff? Because see, I imagine...
It was any kind of... Like, it wasn't... I don't think it was exclusive to like one kind of a thing. I think it was many different situations, many different...
Because I was like, maybe if it's a music festival, you should get a whole bunch of people on drugs, right? So people on the drugs can't even get their phone out to record, and they're like, you know, super on drugs. The people that do get their phone out and they're like, oh, I don't really know what I'm doing with my phone. I'm so out of it. Yeah. But then the people zooming in, they're not on drugs because they're zooming in.
Sober Sally's. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. It's my theory. The point is, zoom in on fireworks if you're going to film them, I think.
This podcast, this episode, number 41,
is
full of life pro tips.
Yeah.
Zoom in on fireworks. Whatever the other one was we said.
Remember what that one. Something about take photos of healthy snacks. Anyway, that's what that one was. And just be zen.
Yeah. Just chill out,
that's
man.
That's my message.
Just chill out.
All right, I have another one, Cambo. This is by Armored Troll. The heading was, when your sister and girlfriend have the exact same name. And this is text messages. It just starts with, don't open that, close Snapchat, delete the app, don't open, wrong Haley, hello, do not. And then, oh my god, if it is what I think it is, will you please take my phone when I get home and open it so it will go away? And change my name in your phone to something not like hers. Okay, yes, deal. Just don't open it. I'm so sorry. Jesus Christ, Chase, you're lucky. I don't open my snaps right away. And he wrote, no, you're lucky. Never mention this again to me, please.
Wow. He certainly wasn't Snapchatting healthy foods, was he, Nelson?
Well, exactly. Or maybe he was.
But he just had his dick in them. Look at my dick in these quinoa chips.
Look at these nuts. Get it? No, I made a nut joke. Anyway. I think it's hilarious, but I'm a bit concerned.
Yeah.
Why do so many people send dick pics? I don't understand. In fact, I might have been on Facebook, was like a picture, and it was of a pie chart.
Right.
And had just one color, blue. Yeah. But then the symbol said blue was... dick pic sent, and then like pink was dick pic demand.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's like I, not one person.
This is the scenario I think people want to happen. Yep. Is they send a dick pic, and then they get a message back saying, "Oh, that's a good dick pic."
Yeah,
but normally
that's kind of the yeah.
And it'd be like send a dick pic, no reply for several hours, and you go, "Oh my god, what did I do? Oh my god, what have we done?"
I know, yeah, it's like. That's exactly the thing. Like, what do you really expect back? Or are you expecting nudes back? Is that it?
I think that's it. I think it's meant to be starting the conversation. Shall we say? In fact,
starting the conversation.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Like, you know, here's my part. If you want to reciprocate, in fact, friends of ours, the comedy duo Goodall and Gallagher, made a sketch about this very subject.
Oh,
It's called Professional Dick Tip Dick. I'll start again. It's called Professional Dick Pic Photographer, and it's about how guys assume that girls just really want these dick pics, are gonna make them look really good.
Yeah.
So check that out if you're on your phone. But that's exactly right, you know, because this I won't ruin the sketch. But the idea is like no one wants a dick pic.
Yeah. I don't know. Have you ever sent one?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've sent one.
Yeah, I must have.
Surely, just seems like something you'd do.
Well, because I've definitely done.
Because you've got Snapchat,
yeah, exactly.
And everybody that has Snapchat has at least posted one.
It's how you sign up to Snapchat.
Yeah,
they're like, cool, you got your username, everything. Send us a picture of your dick,
and
you're
then we're
up.
Good to go. Yeah, right. That'd be hilarious if that's what you had to do. I would respect them more. But like, well, at least you know what you're for.
Yeah.
But have you also sent a message to the wrong person before? That dick pic that you took, did you send it to your mum?
No, I don't think I have had that situation.
Oh.
No, I don't think so.
Pretty boring.
Oh, sorry. Yes, I have.
Okay, what happened?
Oh.
well, that's funny because I don't think I have either. I was just like, I wonder if Kemper has. Nope.
I did hear a story about a guy that was in an unhappy relationship. This is the classic like friend of a friend story.
Okay. Yeah.
Apparently he's in an unhappy relationship and he'd been texting another girl on the side and he'd had a fight with his girlfriend. They were sitting on the couch not talking to each other and they're on their, he was on his phone. Her phone was on the coffee table.
Yeah.
And he went to text the other girl being like, gosh, she's being a bitch. I wish I was with you right now.
Yeah.
And he sent it and her phone on the coffee table went and he had realized that he had sent it to her phone, not the other girl's phone.
Oh, that's awkward.
Would you ever jump for a phone quicker?
Yeah, I know. But then I'd be like, yeah, it's probably over.
Yeah, right.
Like, I jump for it. Yeah. She gets suspicious. She ends up finding out. I don't jump for it. She ends up finding out. Well, I'm just going to let it happen.
Just jump at the window.
Yeah, I just get up. I just go to the room, start packing up my clothes. Hey, what are you doing? Nah, you'll see. You'll see.
She maybe goes,
yeah.
Anyway, look, I'm going to be honest. You're not going to love that. So I'll be on my way.
If you could read it after I walk out, that'd be great.
Just do me that one kindness. Yeah. Don't read it until I'm gone. I will switch my phone off.
Yeah. In fact, I'm saving us the trouble right now, really, by just, you know, letting you know it's over. Oh, man.
This isn't how I imagined it would happen, but there you go.
Oh, that's so funny. All right. Well, there was that time, there was that Reddit one that we brought up once where the man and wife were cheating on each other with each other and they ended up meeting up and then getting a divorce.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. Which is how because obviously the song, the Pina Colada song is about that, essentially.
It's about that, yeah.
But I've always said that if you met your partner, because at the end of they're like, oh my God, it's you. I never knew. You like Pina Coladas and getting caught in the rain and they fall in love again. But I've always said that realistically, if that happened, you'd be like, the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing here?
Exactly.
And this is what happened. They just got divorced.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyone that loves that song know that in real life, they just get divorced.
Exactly. Just don't be thinking about the bright side of life is what Cambo wants to tell you.
Exactly. And Nelson's all about free always. Love.
All right. Oh, sorry. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, well, one of my favorite sayings is when you wish upon a star, starlight is millions of years old and that star is probably dead, so are your dreams.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't heard about that before. Do you know, I have wondered about that, right? Mm-hmm. That fact. I've heard that fact before. Yeah. I think there is some phony bullcrap to that fact. No. Just because I understand the idea of that comes out of light traveling.
Yep.
But I just feel like it wouldn't, not every single star would instantly be dead at that point.
Yeah. But statistically, I don't think they're saying every single star.
Single star, Cambo. Those bloody idiots. All right, Cambo, let's move on to today before this gets weirdly political about starlight.
Okay.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned. Okay, this is by Kim this is by Kim Lee Lan.
Kim Lee Lan.
Oh, Lane. This is by Kim Lee Lane.
Can you keep all of those in?
Okay. In 2007... Scotland spent £125,000 devising a new national slogan. The winning entry was, "Welcome to Scotland." What idiots.
Yeah.
But I love that. That's pretty good.
It's just that classic, like, a camel is a horse by committee kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, like, yeah, that's right.
When you get too many people involved, it just becomes the most watered down bullshit.
I actually feel like this happens in like 99% of cases, whenever the government is like, oh, you know what? This is a bit of fun. Let's get this going, mm. and then you know, like, put it out to the people. Yeah. It just ends up being something super bland.
Yeah, it's a scale of on one end of the spectrum is Welcome to Scotland. On the other end of the spectrum is Boaty McBoatface.
Yeah, you know? That's right. Exactly.
Sometimes the public really come out swinging with a Boaty McBoatface.
Yeah,
but 9 times out of 10, it's a Welcome to Scotland.
It's a Welcome to Scotland. And for those of you who don't know, Boaty McBoatface was the name. That was it. Actually, Reddit did it. Was it on Reddit that started?
No, it was the. It could have been started on Reddit. It was a research vessel that the British, it was like the, you know, the ocean research,
some sort of scientist.
Yeah, their ocean
scientist.
The ocean research center said, "Well, you know, we want to name this this
boat. Like a submarine type thing.
What do you want to call it?" And everyone's like, "Well, Boaty McBoatface."
Yeah,
that won by a huge majority. Yeah. And then they came into the 11th hour and changed it.
Yeah, I also remember not as large a scale, but. When Australia all of a sudden decided to be interested in soccer,
right?
Australia, I think, was competing.
It's every
in
World
the
Cup.
World Cup. Yeah. Now, this is like the first time Australia was in it. Though. Yeah, that's why Australia all of a sudden was like, "Oh my God, have you heard of this thing called football?
We love soccer."
Yeah, that's right. It's such the biggest crock of shit. We know that we're not really sports people. But the fact that Australia just so quickly jumped on the soccer bandwagon, yeah. I was like, come on, guys. We all know it's fake. Nobody. I remember going out to, I was on Lygon Street one night with like my mom and dad watching the Socceroos play Italy.
Yeah.
And it was just totally packed, like people everywhere. And apparently there was a few places like this in the city. I was like, why are people doing this? Australians don't like soccer. Anyway, that's not what my point was. My point was...
This was about Scotland.
This was about Scotland. No, they had a... they said, oh, we need to come up with a chant for the Socceroos. And I think the SBS might have even put it on. ABC or SBS.
Yeah.
And it was like this competition. And there were some really interesting sort of songs, chants that people come up with. And then there was just kind of this like pop rock sort of band that got in, did a song that wasn't a chant at not even close to it. You could not chant this in a stadium. It was just a song.
Yeah.
And they ended up winning. And it was kind of like, wow, that was just a huge waste of time because nobody's ever going to use that song ever.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, it was so stupid. Don't trust the public is what I say.
Yeah.
Majority suck.
How much, you have to remind me, how much did they spend on Welcome to Scotland?
£125,000.
£125,000.
That's probably not even the most money that a government has wasted on stupid, frivolous things like this. There's certain like votes for, Brexit and things like that, right?
Yeah.
Where Brexit, you sometimes shouldn't give that to the public as a option to vote because, you know... Sometimes, probably more often than not, the public, not necessarily majority, but sometimes it will be the majority, don't know what's good for them.
Yeah.
That's why the government is in place in the first place. You have politicians that look at everybody, understand what is the right decision, and sort of go from there and try to convince enough people so that stuff gets through.
Did you ever see the result the day after the Brexit vote?
Yeah, all the like Google searches.
What
and stuff.
Is Brexit? What does Brexit mean?
What is this going to do to the economy? Things like that. All the important questions they should have done before the vote. And the millions of dollars that they spent on that is just like ridiculous. And there was millions.
Yeah.
And not only that, but that is not. Brexit isn't definite. I mean, it probably will happen, right? But. It wasn't actually a vote. It was a vote to see what the public
wanted.
But it wasn't saying this is definitely going to happen. Yeah. But now they're kind of probably forced to anyway because it just like turned out that way. Because I think the idea was originally they just didn't think it was going to get voted. They voted to leave and then they didn't. They were like, oh, crap. And anyway, the point is the public is stupid.
Yep.
The government shouldn't spend any money on people.
Mm-hmm.
Spend it on dinosaurs and candy. I mean by that is like Jurassic Park. That'd be cool.
Yep. And candy.
And candy. Candy Bart was self-explanatory.
Do you think that they had a whiteboard in the Scottish governmental department with Welcome to Scotland in the middle, and then other phrases all around
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And they slowly just erase them all out. And like, it was the, you know, when you go shopping
yeah.
and you're looking for like a pair of jeans or whatever, you're like, oh, these are nice. I don't want to settle on this one. They're the first yeah, ones like, right. I'm going to look around.
Yeah.
And then you eventually come back. Do you think that Scotland essentially did that?
Yeah.
With their slogan?
I reckon that was probably it. I'd like to know what their other slogans were then.
Or do you think it was, they're like, right, day one, welcome to Scotland. That's where it will start. We've got a week to figure that out. And then a week later, they came back and like, oh, we've not done nothing. Hey, that one's quite good though, isn't it?
We've just drunk a lot of beer.
Yeah. Oh, how much have we? Oh, we've spent $125,000 on beer. That can't be for nothing. You lose that slogan that we got on the board.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been a right piss up in here.
You're pretty good at that accent.
Aye, thank you. That's yep. quite nice.
Yep.
It's my last name, Nelson.
Campbell.
It's in my blood.
Yeah. Are you good at making soup also?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I'm good at ailing hams.
You're good at ailing hams.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, well, wouldn't you like to know? It's a family secret. I can't tell you. But let's just say the world needs more people that can ailing
hams. If my name is Scottish and I could do a passable Scottish groan,
mm-hmm.
Allingham is quite, you know, upper class British. Can you do
Did you say upper class? I don't know.
Allingham, yes, yes. I
imagine. Well, when you say it like that, yeah. But like Campbell, oh yes.
See, it doesn't sound fancy.
I don't know. I can't. I don't
okay.
know.
you could have said that 5 minutes ago.
What do you remember to say? Some cup of tea and some biscuits.
Allingham.
Was that upper class? Anyway, I don't know.
Let's just move on.
All right, I have another one here. Oh, this one actually blew my mind. Okay, so, well, okay, this is by Swift Nova XG. We've spoken about this before.
Yep.
I'm going to maybe just preface this with Stephen Hawking.
Mm-hmm.
We know that he has a fear of AI
yep.
taking over. Okay, so it's to do with
and
that.
He throws shit parties.
shit parties. Okay. Today I learned that Stephen Hawking's fear of aliens comes from the possibility of aliens enslaving us based on the reality that we've done that to ourselves in the past when a more technologically advanced civilization encountered a less technologically advanced civilization. Hmm. I thought that was really interesting. And yeah. I know in this it says aliens, right? Yeah. But I think that's why I wanted to say a bit, because we'd already spoken about him saying he thinks AI is going to take over.
Yep, yep, yep.
And to me, I just thought, wow, like he's a crazy idiot, right. basically.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Genius, don't get me wrong, really smart guy.
But a crazy idiot.
But a crazy idiot at the same time. Because I was like, come on, like it just doesn't, to me, it just never really makes sense. But then when phrased like this.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
And obviously like aliens as well. So either AI or aliens that are more intelligent than us. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what history has shown us, that we go into civilizations that are...
The only hope is that extraterrestrial life isn't as shitty as we are. That's literally the only hope.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a good chance? Probably not.
Yeah, unlikely.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. People that are searching for... I mean, we're trying to get to Mars to kind of like prolong the human lifespan. If we ended up getting to the point where it's like, okay, everybody's going to die unless we invade this planet of idiots, we'd be like, invade those idiots.
Look at that dumb idiot in the chair.
Yeah. Meanwhile, that's us right now to other aliens.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. What are these people doing? Doing a podcast about talking about nothing that people wrote on the internet?
They've been doing this for 41 weeks.
Oh, my God. They're just such idiots. Anyway.
I don't think even that's aliens. I think that's our friends.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we're going to be taken over by our friends. I don't know. I don't know how this works. Anyway, it's a very good point. I thought it was interesting.
Mm.
And be afraid. Be very afraid.
Yeah, that's the motto of the show. Thanks for listening to Reddit on Reddit. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Have a good week.
That's funny. Okay, I have one last today. I know this is the third one, and three things freak you out, but it's quickie. Today I learned that the inventor of the web, Tim Berners-Lee, has one regret: adding the double slash to URLs.
Oh.
In retrospect, he says, it was totally unnecessary. What an idiot.
Yeah, what a prick.
The amount of times I type one slash, and I'm like, and accidentally went to a porn website. No, I didn't mean to. If only I'd done two. Nah, it didn't work. I don't know.
So that is his regret of the web.
Yep, of his inventing.
In the grand scheme of things, I'm going to let him off the hook.
Really? Yeah. I was thinking probably what his regret should have been is giving pedophiles the ability to, you know, put on child porn. That's probably a bigger regret about the internet being existing.
Or like, you know, TMZ.com or any of those kind of... Yeah.
Don't get me... That's even worse.
Yeah. That's worse than the worst crime.
That's true. The internet is a terrible place.
Yeah. Speaking of worst crimes, you know that George Pell is going to trial soon.
Yes.
Right? And
he'll get out of it.
Well, I had a really awkward situation where someone that I know got a notice for jury duty.
Yeah.
And they realize that their jury duty is scheduled to start the same day that case is scheduled to start, the same week.
Right.
Like, oh man, wouldn't that be weird? And I was like, can you imagine if you were on the jury that they sent George Pell to prison? Wouldn't that be amazing? And then this guy goes, I know George Pell. And the room got really silent. And he's like, first of all, I'm not religious, you know. But he's like, but it's really weird. And someone goes, how well do you know George Pell? Mm. He's like, well, when he found out that I wasn't getting married in a church, he rang my parents from the Vatican.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That guy was fiddled with he was younger.
No, that he said like...
Mm. Yeah, well, yeah, of course he'd say that.
But yeah, I thought that was really
weird. Wow, that is awkward.
Mm.
Wow.
I've deliberately kept names off it because, you know, it's a bit weird.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah,
do they listen to the podcast? We'll find out.
Yeah. I would assume not.
All right. Anyway, what the hell is it his business anyway if he doesn't get married in a church?
I know.
Church, yeah. Like, come on, dude. That's anyway.
Not the worst thing he's done, Nelson.
That's right. He's inconsiderate in so many ways.
The worst thing he's done isn't pester this guy about his wedding.
Yeah, well, just add it to the list though, am I right?
in the court. And why I'm at it!
Yeah. That guy's in the jury. And him, what did you do to him when he was getting married? Called up from the Vatican. I mean, way to make a guy feel bad. Anyway. All right. That's to the island.
Yeah. All right. Ended on a very weird note.
All right, let's move on to shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts.
This shower thought is by Ray Wolf. The world would probably be a much better place if food wasn't what made you gain weight, and instead being an arsehole would make you gain weight.
Ooh.
I like this one.
Hmm. Do you think... I'm not sure, because being an arsehole is kind of subjective. Because there's people that are quite charming arseholes.
I did think... I don't know. I don't know if a charming arsehole. I know this guy. But I do think it's objective.
And he's a bit of an arsehole, but it's kind of funny. Like, he's not... I don't think he is mean-spirited, but he kind of... His humor is to be kind of an asshole.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah. Yeah, I went through a... just get off a bit of a tangent here. Is when I was doing my personal training PhD, I think we've discovered that's what it was. there was a guy in my class, and he had this like up himself sense of humor.
Right.
You could maybe say it was kind of asshole-ish. Mm-hmm. And then for like quite a while, and I still, a little bit of me holds on to that... it's like I picked up this style of comedy, which was to be like a selfish kind of guy. And it was funny and it worked. And but then after a while, I was like, I think I need to stop doing this because some people don't get it. And I just seem like a selfish asshole. Yeah. And I'm fucking brilliant. So, but yeah, so, okay. I see what you mean. I see what you mean with that.
But like, I think, if they gained weight by being mean spirited, I think maybe it was a good one.
Okay. Yeah. See, I think it'd be funny as well if there were still like health implications of this.
Yeah.
Like if, you know, you had somebody with a, you know, that was too skinny, it was like bulimic, and you're like, look, you've just got to be an arsehole to people every now and again, okay? And they're like, no, don't worry about me, I'm fine. Like, exactly. Oh, stop it, you're getting skinnier.
Well, you know what it would rid the world of, I think, to its detriment, because I enjoy this kind of person, is the jolly fat guy.
Yeah.
Everyone likes the jolly fat guy, but he'd be a thing of the past, wouldn't he?
That's true. He'd be, everybody would hate, just totally hate the jolly fat guy.
Well, there wouldn't be a jolly fat guy. It'd be a jolly buff guy and an angry fat guy.
Yeah. Santa Claus would just be...
He'd be buff.
People would hate him. He gives me presents, but man, he's such an asshole.
Here's your dumb present, you prick.
Exactly. There'd be more coal than presents, wouldn't there? That's like, that's how he got so fat.
You guys never give me anything.
I honestly think with kids, it'd be funny. It'd be like, look, you need to be an asshole or you're going to wither away.
Go call your sister a dickhead.
Exactly. I'd be slit. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm not sure if it correlates, but being Italian, you know, growing up with always eating a lot of food, that was a thing. I wonder if still in this universe, Italians are like, well, you need to be bigger. And so Italians are just complete assholes. Maybe that's it.
As we know, all Italians are assholes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. They are assholes already. So, I mean, yeah, I guess they'd just be the same.
Yeah. Italy would just be fatter.
Anyway, I thought that'd be good.
This Nelson,
I'd appreciate that because I think like it's hard to lose weight. If I could just
be nicer,
to people.
Yeah.
Nah, I couldn't be bothered doing that as well. Actually, I would. It would be really interesting because I'm not really an asshole to people, except perhaps in the situation of road rage in some way. I don't get super angry. Yep. Road rage is just the term I'm using because that's what it's used. But it's just like, I get more road annoyed.
Right.
And so... See,
I find that I don't almost to the point where it's bad for me. In fact, just on Friday night, I had a guy ran up the back of my ass in my car. Like, he hit the back of my car.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh man, that's cool. Like, you didn't mean to do it.
Yeah.
But I, you know, I could have... turned on him. You should. Didn't think of that.
You idiot.
Oh my god.
I've
got his number. I'll ring him up.
Hey, I've been meaning to say,
screw you. What the hell were you doing?
Oh man, I've been holding on to this one. I think I would still be nice in that circumstance. Yeah. Be like, it's just an accident. But it's just like the people. Okay, this is what annoys me the most. Yeah. And I've realized that I got this from my dad because it happened tonight while I was with my dad, and we were both realized that we complained about the same thing, which is when you're in a lane full of traffic, like backed up, and you might need to be in this lane to like turn or something, and then people go in the lane next to you and then cut in, and it's like, no, me and my dad do the same thing where we will drive, and I'm sure there's plenty of people out there, listeners, maybe you're one of them, or maybe you're one of the assholes that cuts in. But when they try to like kind of, you know, get in, and I'm all for waving people in. I wave people in all the time. But in this circumstance, I'm like, no, screw you. You go to the back of the line. There should be an option to get people to like reverse or something.
I do agree with you because I'm the same. I will let people in all the time.
Yeah.
I will always stop and let people in and whatnot. And the one thing, the only pet peeve I have is I don't even mind if people kind of insert themselves in front of me being like, I need to get in here. So, but as long as they give it a little wave.
Oh, yeah. Give a wave. That's
just give a wave. You can cut me off and just go, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'm fine.
Exactly.
It's the people that don't move.
That's true. It's really funny with me when that happens because I totally agree. There'll be somebody that cuts in front of me and I might even be thinking like, oh, you idiot. Like, why? Like, you're inconvenient. They might be even one of those people that have done it in that situation where I'm like, you're just trying to skip heaps of traffic, you bloody jerk. And they give me a wave, and I'm like,
you're right,
I guess. I'm still a little bit annoyed, but he gave me the wave.
I think the wave diffuses so many road situations.
Mm, yeah, that's true. I've found that the finger exacerbates them.
I am curious to how far the wave can go. If you like ran someone down and it was like, oops, sorry.
Okay.
I mean, all the bones are broken in my legs, but he did the wave.
It's true. At what point? Like,
he acknowledged it.
Just bumping someone, maybe. I'd be like, just bump. At what point? Yeah. We should trial this.
Yeah.
We'll find out. We'll find out. Let you guys know.
Yeah. We'll do it for the show.
Okay. I have another Today I Learned for you. This is by My Name is Tim Hello.
No.
Hmm. Or maybe it's My Name is Tim Hello.
I like to think his name is Tim Hello.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not My Name is Tim Hello.
Okay. Good. We'll ask him.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get back to you.
This is okay, so he wrote I just realized car is short for carriage. Mind blown, Cambo.
Yeah.
Of course it is. That's got to be where it came from, right?
Mm.
I can't believe I haven't even thought about this for my 27 years of existence. Anyway, that's all it's really about.
Well, yeah.
I didn't really have more to go on. I was just like, wow.
It does remind me, I'm a big fan of fake facts. Fake news, if you will, Nelson.
Okay.
And just last night, my girlfriend said to me, she goes, oh, you know, I just found out today that rap stands for rhythm and poetry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, it's actually short for rapamillion, which is it's a Latin word. It's for like, it's a type of poetry. She's like, oh, was it? I'm like, no. I don't know why. Yeah.
You could have, because I reckon you could have kept going with that.
In my mind, I was actually going, rhythm and poetry. But I had to keep a straight face. I'm like, no, sweetie, no.
You see, if we're in the world where arseholes got bigger, you'd be way fatter just by like your arsehole sarcasmness.
Yeah, that's why I would be fat. I'm very sarcastic.
That's true. Just people rolling their eyes, you know. It's not people like yelling at you like, ah, you bloody asshole. It's like, what an asshole. anyway, yes, I thought that was amazing. That's good. I like the fake facts as well.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Well, you know, you're welcome. Anytime you want a fake fact about something, you let me know what you want a fake fact about, and I'll make one up.
T-shirts.
T-shirts. The thing about T-shirts is they're not called a T-shirt because they like the letter T.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually T. Desmond, the inventor of the T-shirt.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did he spell his name? Just T?
Or T-E-E? T-E-E.
Okay. Yeah.
Short for Tennessee. Tennessee Desmond was his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right,
Print that on a T-shirt.
All right, I have another one here, Cambo. This is by The Rapist, 87. Therapist, 87. If I write ETC... I'm usually just out of examples of whatever I was listening.
Oh, yes.
True, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nobody has ever used ETC and just had other things that they could write.
Yeah, it's the grammatical equivalent of, well, I could go on.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I've never said I could go on if I could go on. I could go on is I cannot go on. Please do not press me any further.
Exactly. Okay. Guess that's it.
Okay. Shorty. Short showers are good, Nelson. Save water.
That's true.
People don't know. We record this in a shower. For this segment, we stop the show, hop in a shower. We have to take the noise out afterwards. It's a real mess.
It's a real, God knows why we do it. Anyway, but we have better thoughts.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't.
No.
All right.
Much harder.
Let's move on to Ask Reddit. Ask Reddit. This Ask Reddit is... Bye.
Your brain is gone. We're recording a little late and we're on
a
different
Tuesday. It's always Tuesdays, Cambo. Oh my God.
And it was ambiguous to whose fault it was.
I was impressed with your Photoshop or whatever the hell you did. That's pretty good. Did you get somebody else to message you number and save their number as me?
No, I just did it in Photoshop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Ha! I got you!
Ah, damn!
Anyway, Okay, this last credit is by Almond Despair. What movie gave you an existential crisis?
The Truman Show.
That's what I wrote down.
Yes.
We're not watching you, Kimbo. Do you know what I think is the only thing that gave me solace after watching The Truman Show?
Yeah.
Was kind of like, I was like, yeah, but I sit at home doing nothing for a really long time. Like, I'll be watching TV and I'll be like, well, if people were watching me, they could just be watching what I'm watching. Yeah. It would be way more entertaining than me watching TV.
I had that realization as well. When I first saw it, I was like 15 or maybe even younger. So I was like, oh my God, this could, I'm the most interesting man in the world.
I know,
And then when you do like an 8-hour shift of data entry, it's like, no one's watching this.
They wouldn't have given me this job. That wouldn't have been written into the script.
Yeah. You just look around being like, I'm sorry, guys, it's all I can get.
You just start singing to yourself. Hello, my dad. I don't know, is this what, are you entertained?
I mean, if we were all watching you on TV, Nelson, would you have been unemployed for like 3 months?
Maybe, but I sort of wonder though if I was right and they just put things to a vote all the time, and we've right. learned that votes do bad things, and so it's like, hey, this week, do you want Nelson to continue his job? Okay, fine. And enough people are like, let's make him redundant, that'll be funny.
Got him.
And then they got bored of that, and they're going, all right, give him a job with his dad and sister. And then, you know, I like the idea as well, right? I think, this is the same as you, you know, a bit younger, in my teens probably when I watched it. And I kind of justified certain things to me. Like, obviously, I never really thought it was real. But things like, you know, if somebody was a jerk to me and I'd be like, hey, screw you, whatever. I'd be like, well, he's just an actor.
Right.
And they wanted to get the reaction, you know, out of me, like cause some controversy.
Were you defiant, or were you like, I'm going to play up for the cameras and give them that reaction?
Oh,
or were you like, you're not going to get a reaction out of me, you weirdos?
Yeah, I would say that and people would be like, what?
He keeps screaming at the sky.
No, I gave him a show, Camber, don't you worry. I live my life like a performance.
Oh yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, that's right. Is there anybody's life that you would want to watch?
Like, I weirdly do. I watch a lot of YouTube, and there's a lot of people that daily vlog,
right?
Make a film of their life every day. And there is actually someone that I do every day watch their video of what they did. It's really weird because you can be like, oh yeah, I know, I remember what he did yesterday.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. There was that guy that traveled around for ages. That was really huge, right?
He was making videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
He uploads every day.
Oh, does he still do it? I thought he gave up.
He did give up, and then he came back. Okay. Probably because he's like, I was making so much money.
I was making a ton of money. Oh, so it was that guy. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. But fact, see, that's kind of the thing as well, is that he obviously has to do, and does do really interesting things every day. So yeah, I guess that's a good thing. And he's obviously purposefully going out and doing something interesting.
Exactly.
Every day.
Yeah. And a lot of people come to him being like, I've got an experimental new product.
Yeah.
So like people that design like electronic skateboards or whatever will just send them to him because he's like, this is great. I can make a whole day of this.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this will get out to 7 million people. How many people subscribe?
Yeah.
There's a few people.
Cool. That's the thing. Like, you kind of need that to happen because there's no way. If somebody was like, hey, I'll pay you $1 million a day if you did something interesting every day, I'd get to like day three and I don't know, I've already gone to Luna Park. I went to the beach.
And then they're like, you could go out of the country. You're like, oh, I don't know.
But then,
Sweden.
So boring. Anyway,
weirdly, I do watch someone's life.
You do watch someone's life. No, don't think there's anyone that I would want to watch.
Well, I'm insulted.
Put it out there. I mean, obviously, I'm part of your... I'm one of the actors in your life. And,
what? Actors?
friends.
Moving on.
Friends. all right, have another one here.
Mm-hmm.
This is by Lillian468. What is the worst physical sensation that is entirely painless?
Ooh. Hunger? Mm. Although you can get pain with hunger, can't you? Hunger pains.
That's true.
I mean, I've never
see what you mean there.
I've never starved to death, is what I'm saying.
Right, Cam, but I will accept that as an answer. Yep,
thank you. Let's move on.
I've asked the director of your life, and he said, yep, that's fine.
You delayed there only because the control panel was in your ear.
Yeah, exactly. And there were just a whole bunch of people going, oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah, all right, let him have it. okay, yeah, hunger bends. Yep. Not pain. Anyway, hunger. Right, so I was also thinking, I really hate the sensation of, is pretty weirdly specific, mm-hmm. wet wrists, generally from right. like clothes. So, example.
Yes.
Washing some dishes.
Uh-huh.
And I get some water.
Right.
On like the cuff of uh-huh. my shirt.
Yeah.
And then it touches my wrists.
Yep.
I find that, I don't like that feeling.
Do you hate that more than wet socks?
Wet socks, probably, yeah, just really? As bad.
That is madness.
Just as bad. I don't know. There's something weird about it. Like, not just my wrist, but like almost kind of my forearm in general.
Really?
If it's just like wet while I've got clothes on, not if I'm like in the shower or something. When it's not meant to be wet, I'm like, I didn't like this feeling.
So hypothetical. I wear like a silicone band on my watch.
Yeah.
And when I work out, the sweat kind of goes. So I do get like kind of a damp wrist. That
doesn't count. It has to be, I think it has to be specifically be like water on clothes.
Right.
Like on the cuffs of shirts or whatever I'm wearing that occasionally bumps my like wrists and forearms.
And that to you is the worst feeling.
I don't know if it's the worst. It's just an example of, you know, and et cetera, et cetera.
Well, the question isn't given. Yeah. The question isn't given example of. It's the worst.
Well, I couldn't think of the worst. That, as far as I can think right now, that is the worst. Mm. Actually, the other thing I can sort of... I don't have the best example, but I know when you touch some surfaces, mm-hmm. there's like a weird feeling. You can get like a blackboard sort of almost thing. Like scraping your nails against the backboard, right? Yeah. Obviously, that's meant to like hurt your...
Soon shivers down the spine.
Yeah, shivers down the spine because of the sound.
Yeah.
But I think almost in the same action, the feel of it can even just be a bit funny, make you go, ugh.
What about that feeling, Nelson? I'm going to get a little deep, mm-hmm. a little meaningful. You'll appreciate this. You do deprivation tanks.
Yeah, that's right. I'll think about this next time when I'm in a cone of silence.
The feeling when your heart sinks.
Okay.
You hear some bad news or even like you're heartbroken. You do get that weird physical feeling that your heart has sunk a little bit into your chest. That's not pleasant.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah, well. It's much better than your hunger one. God, that was rubbish. okay.
Yeah,
it's good.
That's fine.
I want hunger. I want to hear from listeners.
Yeah. What's the worst non-painful... it was physical.
Worst physical sensation that is entirely painless. What do you think happens, by the way, when you get like a sunken heart? Does it actually sink?
I don't know. It's probably something to do with heart palpitation.
I don't know. Let's not get technical. Yeah. I know I asked the question, but I don't want to know the answer. It's very not.
You like most of the internet.
Very exactly, yeah. Like Donald Trump or something, I don't know. okay. I think I have another one. Do I? Okay. I have a quick one.
Yep.
People who stand up immediately after the plane lands, even though you are 30 rows deep. Why? That's by Juby.
Yeah. Well, I can't answer this because I am the complete opposite.
Yeah.
To the point I think it annoys who I travel with. I'm like, I'll just get up last. It's fine.
I'm always the same. I'm like, I used to do a lot of travel for work.
Yeah.
And and it's funny because the most awkward times would be when I'm like in the aisle seat or middle seat of rear seat. And I'm like, I'm not getting up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a shit. And there'll be people that kind of like in those seats that awkwardly get up, stand with their head like tilted because they can't stand straight. And I'm like, nope, still not getting up because I don't really have much room to get out because the idiot over the other side is stood in the aisle. Like, I just find it so dumb. And I get, there's an element of people wanting to stretch their legs,
mm-hmm.
perhaps, but... really, I think it's like, you can probably hold on another 2 minutes.
I think people wanting to stretch their legs is like 10% of the people that get up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's, if you've been in that much pain, you've probably got up during the flight
right.
to stretch your legs. And again, can last another minute or so. I don't know. I'm not a huge, like a very tall person.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I've never understood that. Maybe. That weird phenomenon.
Anyway, idiots is what I say, Canberra. Yeah.
All of them.
All of them. All right. Well, that's it for Ask Reddit, Canberra.
Yep.
But we can now move on to our question number 10 of getting to love us.
The name of the segment.
We need the name of this segment.
The name of the segment is brackets hesitate. Yeah, getting you to love us.
Getting you to love us.
I've also realized that the back half of the show is very question heavy, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. We've got like 3 question segments. We should split it up if we were a better podcast.
No.
Yeah. That's why I said if we were a better podcast.
don't put that on the table.
Yeah.
Because then people were like, man, what if they were a better podcast?
maybe I should listen to a better podcast.
Don't.
You stay right where you are. Okay. Question 10.
Wait, just a little bit of backstory.
Okay, background.
Just in case every show is someone's first show, Nelson.
Okay.
This is a series of questions designed by, as it was said last week, some scientist dude.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is apparently if you ask all of these questions to a partner, and you kind of have corresponding answers, you will fall in love.
Yep.
Cool. Question 10.
Question 10. If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be?
Ooh. Okay, which is funny because last week's question was, what are you grateful for? And we both said our upbringing.
Yes.
Now the tables have turned, haven't they?
Yeah, they've bloody turned.
If I could change anything about my upbringing, I honestly don't know.
Yeah, it's a tricky one.
I would probably learn more.
And when
I say that, I'm not talking about like, even like books or anything like that. All my brothers know how to motorbike ride. They know how to, you know, do all this. Right. And I don't know how to do any of it. I just never learned it.
Yes, but I'd argue you know how to make films. You know more about writing and stuff. It's almost just like different hobbies.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying I would, now looking back, be like, I wouldn't like to know how to ride a motorbike. Like, it would have been fun to also learn it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think I would have had to give up one necessarily.
But I just think even though maybe not at the time, you theoretically could have done both, but in the end, you just sort of put more time into one thing than the other.
I guess so. Give me another answer.
I don't know. You struggled to come up with that much.
Yeah,
I shot it down completely.
I guess I'll go fuck myself. What about, would you change anything about how you were raised?
Yes. So this is it's interesting, right? Because last week, like you said, pretty grateful for our upbringings.
Yep.
But something that I've realized, and probably only more recently, in my adult life, I have realized that I'm a pretty cynical person.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I think this is a really good quality and really bad quality.
Right.
The reason why it's a good quality, and I sort of hope to in some way instill this into my own children, should I have them one day, is that cynicism, I think, causes you to question more.
Yeah.
Life, you don't just accept things as they are. You criticize everything and you say, okay, why is this the way it is? Why aren't we doing this? Blah, blah. Like, that's a good thing. But I think that part of my upbringing was that perhaps, and my whole family is this way. That's why I've said I've acknowledged it more in my adult life. More so because I've realized that my whole family is like this.
Right.
Where we kind of criticize a lot of things.
Yeah.
And it's not like we're a super, it makes it sound like we're a pessimistic family, but I don't think we're that either. It's just that we kind of look into detail of every single thing that comes up. And again, like I said, I think that can be a good thing.
Yeah.
But other times it can be a bad thing. I think it stopped me from doing a lot of things, because I overthink something completely because that's just how it's always been in my entire life.
Right.
So
see again, why we're shooting each other's points down. I think that that's what's quite unique about you.
Yeah.
I think that that if you were just kind of doe-eyed and like, oh my, I don't think, like, we probably wouldn't be as good a friend as we are.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And I think that's right. Like, it is a positive.
What I'm saying is, don't you want to be friends with me anymore?
Well, I disagree with your point.
We get to episode 50, then we're done, mate.
No, but that's the thing. Yeah, like, I think it is a good thing, but I think it's more the severity of it is that I feel like I'm too cynical.
Right.
But being a little bit cynical is fine. Would
have toned it up.
Yeah.
So you would have toned back, I would have learned more.
Yeah. Yeah, that's go. Right. Anyway. All right. Well, Cambo, it's that time of year again. I mean, the show. Where we do Ask Me Anything.
I don't know why I found that so funny.
It wasn't sorry. Even like, no. It was a terrible joke. I don't know why you laughed at it either.
It just hit me in the sweet spot.
Right. So, Cambo.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I gotta get my my letter out. I'm sorry. I'm ill prepared.
You are the worst.
Or am I? Person. I've got it here, mate.
Easy as that.
Sorry, I haven't had my phone this whole show. I've got 4 more Snapchats from that. Okay. Enough of that nonsense.
I can't believe the healthy snack thing is just so popular.
Yeah, it's weird. Okay. So this is from Amanda. She wrote in, she's actually got 2 questions. I thought we'd be a bit selfish and we actually split up week to week. So we'll answer one this week.
Okay.
And then one's next week. Hey guys, thought of a question for you. Actually, I'm going to go down in her letter because she corresponds with some stuff, and then I'm going to end on her question.
Okay, does that make let's sense? Do it. Do it.
Okay. My secret talent is writing. I've had some FACTS awards, FACTS. I assume that's an acronym for something.
FACTS.
I've had some FACTS awards, got some stories
facts
published.
Actually, correctly true, sir. That's what that stands for.
Yes. Had some stories published, had some school readers, had a play performed at the Short and Sweet Festival. My worst secret is I once designed a logo. It was about 40 years ago, and that logo is still in use, and I guarantee that everyone over the age of 18 in Australia has seen the logo. I also guarantee that I heartily do not endorse the people I made the logo for.
It's probably like for the ABC or something. Well, gotta hate those people.
My question to you, Amanda, is obviously we don't want everyone listening, but can you just tell us? Can you just
we're really curious.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't tell everyone. I'm gonna tell everybody.
Amanda, do not tell us. We will tell
everyone.
I just got another Snapchat. We will tell everyone.
Okay.
But her question is if you could bring back a recently extinct animal, say from the last 1 million years, what would you choose?
Okay. So, the last 1 million years. I don't know. This is like a...
This is hard because like we've only been around for 500,000 years, so we don't even know everything's been extinct.
This is like... part of me is like, okay, well, just name a few extinct things.
And I think the go-to is probably the dodo.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Right. I was like, well, that bird seems pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, from what the pictures I've seen of it, just seems like an interesting bird.
Yeah, and the only other one I can think of is the Tasmanian tiger.
But do you know, I thought that they actually found that it still exists now? But I could be wrong, but I thought they were like, you know, it was one of those things that, oh, we thought it was extinct, but we found like two,
these two have an apartment together.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
What do you know about that?
I might have just made that up, just by the way. I'm throwing it out there. But yeah, so I guess just say that one is definitely extinct, so then we at least have two to choose from. Yep. Would you prefer the dodo or the Tasmanian tiger?
I will resurrect the Tasmanian tiger if you want to resurrect the dodo.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say dodo. Yeah. Okay.
Mammoths can stay dead.
Yeah.
Don't care about mammoths. In fact,
boring.
Yep. In fact, there's a bit of correspondence here. Though mammoths weren't really in the 1 million years anyway.
Really? I don't see. That's the thing. I don't know. I mean, because before we start this episode, I mentioned like, oh yeah, it could be dinosaurs, and then you were like, no, 1 million years. And I was like, oh yeah, that's definitely not long enough. So
well,
I don't know.
Yeah, Amanda actually said everybody always gets excited about woolly mammoths and wants them to be back. And I think why? We already have elephants. Just put a wig on an elephant.
Who gets excited about woolly mammoths?
Look, there's murmuring.
I've never had a conversation with somebody. They're like, oh, mate, I wish the woolly mammoth was back.
No, mate, you've opened the floodgates. We're going to get emails about woolly mammoths.
Actually, then that makes me think we'll probably save a toothed tiger. He's got to be They were around the same time, right? Do they still exist?
I don't know.
So now we've got four to choose from. I'm still going with the dodo.
Yeah, I'll
looks
still
cool.
go with the Tasmanian tiger.
Hmm.
Well, there okay. you go.
Guess that's
your question.
Then. All right. Here's my question. Guess who wrote in? You'll never
ooh,
guess.
It's a relative to one of us.
Yeah.
Can't be sure who.
Can't be sure who. Anyway, Cousin Rowan writes in. He wrote, gentlemen, apologies for my AMA being rather cliched last week.
You're okay.
I don't, what was that question? I can't remember.
I don't know. Rowan, we appreciate every question you send us. We do.
Just have terrible memories.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Tuesday. We don't know what's going on.
I was surprised you both chose retaining your vision.
Yeah. Okay.
It's funny. Right, all I had to do was read the next sentence. Okay. I was surprised you both chose retaining your vision as a sense to keep. I reasoned that I would want to keep my hearing as I can't imagine sitting around with my friends and family and not being able to actively participate in conversation.
Yes, good
in
point.
In addition, as a father, I would much rather have an ongoing dialogue with my children rather than simply seeing them grow up.
Oh.
Tough call either way. It's actually a really good point.
It is a good point. It's actually the opposite because I always expected dads would be like, I wish my kids would shut up.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Yes.
Oh, turns out he loves his kids.
That's the
weird.
Sound of his kids.
So weird.
I want other people's kids to shut up. I just thought parents would be the same.
Yeah. But no, that's actually such a great point because I think we were almost like...
We were pretty flippant about it.
Well, yeah, we were. I think we were just looking at it from a different angle, which was
you couldn't
like,
look at it at all if you had your vision, mate.
Go, oh, great, great observation.
Yeah. Ah, joke of the week. Can we just put in a little theme there that's joke of the week? Do we have that? Send in a joke of the week theme.
That's funny. Okay, anyway. Good points, Rowan.
Yes. Made us feel like
an idiot. Okay. Hey, mate. I recently rewatched The Matrix, and I can't help but see more and more evidence for it in everyday life. Not to say that we are in The Matrix, more so, what is the difference? With the advances in tech, such as VR, I see the only difference is that we are more and more willing to check out of reality and into the digital world.
Yep.
Rather than machines taking over, do you think that in the future, people, en masse, will willingly and permanently plug in rather than live in the real world?
Yes, I do. I was just saying, I literally watch someone else's life every day. Yes. I think I'm doing this right now.
Pretty close to it.
Yeah.
I also just want to mention, you should see the movie Surrogates because it's like almost 100% it, right? Mm-hmm.
But you sort also of. Shouldn't see the movie Surrogates because it's quite bad.
Yeah. Yes, Will Smith. I mean, not Will Smith.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
Basically Bruce Willis
the same
Smith.
Person. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I guess I agree that I think, you know, I think there will be a point that it reaches and it won't get any further.
Yeah.
In a way.
Mm-hmm. And it's the it's and that point is Surrogates.
Is Surrogates, yeah. No, because I think that there will just sort of be this element of like, you know, needing that. Okay, this is what I'm going to relate it to.
Okay.
It's probably a bit bizarre.
Yeah.
There was a decline, a pretty big decline in readership. By the way, I've just somehow know this, but I can't point to any research specifically.
Yeah,
I've just heard this somewhere and you just have to trust me.
Yeah.
But there was a decline in readership in, you know, for a while, quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And then only semi-recently it's picked up again, just people reading more books.
Mm.
And I think it's just kind of one of those things where, yes, definitely we'll become more plugged in and virtual reality become more apparent and there'll be more things. But I think people still want kind of like this real feeling as well, you know, there's an element that people just, it's almost like they get over it. It's a fad sort of thing. And it'll obviously never disappear entirely because technology in a lot of ways provides convenience. That's why it's technology basically exists. It's just about convenience.
So you think it kind of comes in peaks and troughs?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, I think it will always steadily incline, but I think there'll just be a point where we are, you know, we reach everybody where's we are every day, but a percentage of that day will always be real life.
Right.
And that will be kind of the end, and it won't get any more extreme than that,
yeah,
is my theory, right?
Okay.
If that sort of makes sense.
Yeah.
But this is also what I want to say. I think that it's not a bad thing,
mm-hmm,
necessarily. I'm a really big believer in that society evolves and changes in a way that is never necessarily... never negative.
Mm-hmm.
People, I think, always hate change, right?
Yeah.
So it's like the biggest issue with the world is that just it's human nature to inherently hate change. But I think that there's this idea, and so, yeah, all this technology thing, there's plenty of people that say, oh, you know, being too plugged in.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about last week, like, oh, social media, you know, it's ruining people's lives, making them antisocial sort of thing. That's a narrative that people have been talking about for a while.
Yeah.
But I think that it's just kind of this, that society and just humans evolve and they adapt. And eventually, like, we see VR as being like, oh, it's not really life, is it? You know, it's not living. But really, I think it's just like, well, we'll just get to a point where it is and that's fine. And, you know, it's... There's not going to be anything wrong with plugging in, even though it seems so bizarre. And, oh, my God, why are people doing this? It's essentially, it already has happened in a way. If you think before computers even existed to now, somebody could never think that the world would get to the way it is now.
Yeah, of course.
So,
but it also, I would argue that people that would, if they could see the world as it is now, would think it's awful. Everyone always plugged into their phones and looking at screens all the time.
Yeah, that's right. But it's like, we're fine.
Yeah.
We function. In fact, we argue that we're at a better generation than the last. In fact, almost every generation says that they're like better than the last. Mm-hmm.
And every generation before them says they're the worst generation ever.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's just how it works.
It's always the case. Yeah. Anyway, that was my thoughts on that.
Cool. My thoughts is Surrogates with Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Cool. I don't remember that being a terrible movie, even though you said it was terrible.
Look, it's
been a long time.
Very, very average.
Okay. All right. Anyway, that was Reddit on Reddit, Gambe.
Yep. The whole podcast.
This podcast.
This isn't Reddit on Reddit anymore. This is just talk.
This is just talking about the podcast.
Yep.
Talking about Reddit on Reddit.
This is called Reddit on Reddit Recap.
What did you like about the episode?
Not much.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, I like that joke that you did about...
I can't even remember now.
Yeah, it's something about this time of the year. I don't know.
Anyway. Oh, God. All right. Well, this sums up another episode. Thank you for writing in, Rowan and Amanda. Amanda, we'll get to your second question next week.
Yeah.
We also want to say, if you would like to write into us like these two, you can do so. Reddit podcast, R-E-A-D-I-T podcast @gmail.com,
mm-hmm,
at Twitter, at Facebook.
Yep.
Give us a subscribe and a like and a rate on iTunes or whatever.
We have a subreddit.
Did I not say the subreddit?
I don't know.
And the subreddit as well. And yes, anything that you're listening to us on right now, it'd be super duper. If you could give us a thumbs up or something. Or what I would like to know is, there's some other questions where the feeling that you get when that's not painful, something.
Worst physical feeling that isn't pain.
Yeah, that one. Write in about that.
Mm-hmm.
What movie gave you an existential crisis?
Yep.
Are you Truman?
We can't stress this
James
enough.
James Smith.
Yeah, gonna
freak out all James Smiths now.
Also, we can't stress this enough. Don't tell us your secrets, because we will say them on
air. But Amanda, you know, if you don't mind, I would really like to tell everybody.
I'll go on. Give us a hint.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we will read you later.